Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday, everyone. This is Melissa Bilardi, your host on Help for HD. We are on live, and podcasting all about Huntington's disease every Monday. Our goal is to introduce incredible guests to inspire, educate, and inform you all about what's going on in our HD world, and we are recording for later listening. We give special thanks to Lundbeck, Inc. for bringing us Xenazine, the first FDA-approved drug for chorea associated with Huntington's disease, and for supporting Help for HD. Also, thanks to Blog Talk Radio and Citizen Broadcasting for providing this format. But I really want to thank you, our listeners, because Help for HD had our first show in November 2010, and because of your interest and participation, we now have over 3,100 listeners, and it's increasing rapidly. We would not have a show without all of you, so thank you. You are most welcome to call into the show to ask questions on two phone lines, 310-982-4227, and our toll-free is 877-497-4103. When you call in, press 1. And I'll try to cue you into the show. We don't have our producer today, but I'll do my best. So you may also send me an email at helpforhd@yahoo.com. Please tell all your friends about the show and click follow on our show page to get email reminders of upcoming shows. Our dynamic special guest tonight is the beautiful and unstoppable and energetic Audrey Watson, who is an ultra-marathon runner for Team to Cure HD out of San Diego, California. We're going to find out what it takes to raise money for Huntington's disease from this no-fear ultra runner. Welcome to the show, Audrey. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so excited to have you on the show today. First, can you tell us how in the heck did you get into ultra marathon running for HD?
Yeah, well, it really all began in 07 when I completed the Rock and Roll Marathon. I ran with a group of people who were a part of the Team to Cure HD. And we trained for the marathon together, and we fundraised for HDSA San Diego chapter. And really, through my training experience, you know, I met the most amazing individuals who were actually affected by HD. And, you know, it really inspired me throughout the race. So,
right. Have you always been a runner?
No.
Or an athlete?
Definitely not. You know, in high school, you could probably call me a couch potato. I really just got into sports when I was in college. And I never imagined even attempting a 50-mile marathon at one time.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And you went to college. What is your experience, and where do you work and all that?
Sure. So I went to Cal Poly, San Luis Obispo, which is an amazing town. And I graduated there with a business degree. And I'm now an account manager for Dish Network. So I'm traveling a lot. I go all the way to Arizona, always on the road. But, I love my work. It's flexible, gives me time to do my runs, meet lots of people. So I really enjoy it.
Great. So you're not in San Diego all the time then?
Oh, no. I'm in Palm Springs, L.A., Arizona.
Great.
I'm everywhere.
What is Team to Cure HD?
Oh, sure. Team to Cure HD. I started running with Team to Cure HD in San Diego, and it's a terrific marathon program. It's basically a team of runners who raise money and awareness and support each other, all for HD. And currently there are three programs that you can choose from. There's the Carlsbad Half Marathon, San Diego Marathon, and OC Marathon. But you can also create Team to Cure HD groups yourself.
And how would you do that? How do you get started?
So it's really easy. I actually I did a kind of an outrageous event last year, and I really wanted to raise for it. So I contacted the chapter coordinator, and she, was able to sign me up. So I committed to raising funds for the chapter and developed a first giving fundraise page. And it wasn't hard. You know, I emailed it to all my friends and family. And, I was able to reach my goal, which was $1,500 for that event. And, Team to Cure, you can develop any program you want. So it's unstoppable.
Any program meaning, does it is it just for marathon running, or could it be for
No. Actually, I think in February there's a cycling Team to Cure, which is going on Palm Springs. They're doing Tour de Palm Springs.
Oh.
And the beauty of it is if you have any sort of group or any sort of activity that you want to do, it can be a First Giving page. It can even be a 5K, can be the Team to Cure program. It just takes a little bit of imagination.
Right. So what inspires you to run? What is your driving force there?
Well, I mean, the first time I wanted a challenge, right? And, you know, it was definitely a challenge I faced. And, you know, the most fulfilling experience really is crossing that finish line. And my body felt so good after that race. I felt like it was kind of a gift.
Wow.
And it really, I think, you know, God gave me this unstoppable body for some reason. So I kind of wanted to use it for a good source, and I wanted to sign up for a really big event, and I wanted it to go to something good.
Wonderful.
In this world. So the most supportive people I've ever worked with was the HD running group. So they really inspired me because I knew they'd be talking me through the entire time.
Great. So when was your first race? Did you tell
my
me that?
My first marathon was in 2007, and my first 50 mile was last January.
Ooh, so the one in 2007 was not 50 miles.
No, it was a marathon, and it was hard, and I thought I'd never do one again.
What was different about that than the 50 mile runs?
You know, the marathon world, there's a lot going on. I see a lot of competition, and you know, a lot of people just racing. And when you're doing 50 miles, there's about 170 other runners. You're in the middle of the wilderness on a single, you know, track road. All you have is the environment, and it's kind of your way of just to get lost and just to do your own thing and not have to see, you know, all of the pollution or all the people. It's kind of lonely, but it's nice.
Different style of a run, kind of like a downhill skier versus cross country, maybe.
Exactly.
Wow.
You're kind of in your own world, and you're not competing. You're just doing what your body wants you to do.
Wow. So how do you train for a 50 or a 100?
Well, the 50 mile, I usually average. I'll usually run between 6 to 8 miles, maybe like every 3 to 4 days, and then I run anywhere between 20 to 24 miles, like every Saturday.
Mm-hmm. So you're not overexerting your body.
Yeah, well, I'm running like a marathon every weekend, but
wow, oh my
goodness. it's definitely necessary. The 100, you'll have to do back to back runs. So Saturday you'll run 22 miles, and then Sunday you'll run 22 miles.
Oh wow, that's crazy! I can't even imagine. I'm sitting here at home thinking, I used to be a runner. I'd love to run, but ooh.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate in California to have some sunny
That's
weather.
True. Oh, okay. So in October of 2010, you did a 100-stage race in the Himalayas.
I did.
How did you do that?
You know, after I crossed the finish line of my first 50-mile ultramarathon, you feel so empowered. You feel so strong and motivated and independent. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go to India and run 100 miles. And it was the most amazing experience. And I was petrified to go there.
Yeah.
You know, I was so nervous. But I swear, right when I posted my First Giving page, I've never had so much support before in my entire life. And I was like, you know what? I can do it. I can do it. And through the entire race, that was my mentality. I can't stop. You know, everybody's supporting me. It was...
Wow. That's pressure right there.
A little bit, no.
Did you?
It was a good pressure because it led to better things.
Well, the Himalayans are like high altitude. How did you...
It is.
Do you have to prepare for altitude sickness or...
You know, You're at 12,000 feet elevation, and I think the highest it gets in San Diego is like 5,000. So I didn't. I was going to hike Mount Whitney, but it was snowing, so I had to cancel. Oh. So yeah. I just winged it.
Wow. That's amazing.
I mean, a couple people got altitude sickness. Some people were affected. You know, people had IVs in them. Some people got sick. But, a lot of rush.
Were they still running with the IV?
They were still running. They were hooked to their IV for a couple hours. And they're like, all right, I'll sleep for a little bit. And then they were out there. Those are the champs.
Now, you mentioned you flew to India by yourself. I bet that was an experience.
I did. You know, I was so nervous. You know, of course, my family's, you know, Audrey, what are you doing? You're crazy. Can't you just go to, like, somewhere like a normal person? But, you know, but I thought I was pretty, you know, street savvy. So it was actually, it's an amazing country. And people there are amazing. And I felt safe the entire time. I met up with 63 other runners from around the world. It's a good time.
So then how many miles a day did you run in India?
Okay, so it's staged. So the first day you're running 24 miles, but you're climbing 10,000 feet elevation, and that was by far the hardest day ever. I'm like, if it's every day is like this, I don't know if I can do it. The second day was 20 miles. The third day was 26 miles. The fourth day was half marathon, and the last day was 17 miles.
Wow.
You know, those views of Mount Everest, you know, it's like, Audrey, get over the pain. Keep going. It's beautiful.
That's amazing. You're the Energizer Bunny, I think. what were your accommodations like there?
Oh, it was horrible. It was, you know, I think I was in a room with 30 other women, bunk beds. I was in the same room of, you know, these Spaniards who are really nice but could barely speak English. You know, we're all trying to make it work. You get a bucket of cold water to shower off after your race. So people came back when it was dark, and they didn't even take showers. They're like, I'm not even going to go through that. And you're showering in the same room as the bathroom. So
was it cold there? Was it really cold there? Or what was the weather?
Freezing. I just remember coming back from a race, taking a cold bath or a cold shower and just jumping in my sleeping bag and just trying to, like, eat crackers.
Oh, my goodness. Are you going to do this one again?
You know, definitely not, because I want to explore different countries. So, you know, there's one in Africa I really want to do. There's one in China I want to do. So the destination running will definitely go on.
Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah. You have several blogs that you're kind of putting into one.
Exactly.
We'll talk about that in a little bit. But also, people can find you on Facebook, and you've got pictures posted there as well, right?
Oh, yes, of the whole race.
Be sure to look at the pictures. Also, what's really neat about Facebook, of course, is you can list all of your blog links and all that there. But anyway.
Yes, so actually I do have them. If you befriend me, I have under websites all my blogs.
Okay, great.
So I definitely like to keep everybody that's supporting me 100% up to date. When I was in India, when I could find a computer, I definitely would post my blogs, and if I was feeling tired, everybody would motivate me. So
that's great.
Definitely
what
the way to go.
What were the local, the indigenous people like there? Were they helpful or?
Oh, they were so amazing. Uh-huh. I remember going into, first of all, when you're running, there's a bunch of commandos with machine guns.
Ooh.
Because you're on the border of Nepal, and you're a little nervous, but then they have their cameras out, and they're taking photos and waving.
Oh, my goodness.
And then
guns and cameras, what a combo.
Yeah, and then at every station, you have little kids with a little, like, flags. going like, on this day. Like, they're just so sweet.
Yeah. Hey, let me break in here just for a second to give our listeners some additional information. You're listening to Help for HD. This is Melissa, your host, and our special guest tonight is Audrey Watson, ultra marathon runner extraordinaire. Our call-in numbers are 310-982-4227 and 877-497-4103. We are recording live, but you can all listen again right after the end of the show by just going back to the link and clicking play. So you may reach Audrey at Audrey, A-U-D-R-E-Y, 7, the number 7, Watt, W-A-T, at yahoo.com. All of her links are listed on her page, let's see, her Facebook page, but you need a friend. So please check that out. Audrey, you want to give us your blog, your new blog?
Sure. The new blog is, let me pop it up here. It is, where are you? Okay, it's SoCalUltraRunnerGirl.blogspot.com.
SoCalUltraRunnerGirl. Running girl?
Yeah.
Running girl. Cute.
blogspot. What's that? Yes, two G's.
Two G's there. Girl at?
.blogspot.
Blogspot. Okay.
.com.
That's a long one. Anyway, we'll send out the information. We'll post it on the radio blog as well so that we can get people going to your blog. But so let's get back to the Himalayas. I hope you didn't have any injuries. Did you have any problems there?
I didn't have any injuries. I got some really bad blisters, which made me run kind of like a duck. But other than that, no injuries.
That's good. So tell us, how did you feel emotionally while you were running? What was going through your mind? What did you think about?
Well, I think the scariest part is signing up for the race. But and then the second hardest part is waking up every day and having to run again. So I was definitely pretty exhausted. Mm-hmm. You know, and I would update my family on my blog spot. And just looking at Facebook and seeing everybody cheering for me, you know, so many people following my blogs, and it gave me such like a you can do it spirit, and I just powered through it, you know. And actually I won an award, which was the most smiled participant, so I couldn't have been that in pain.
The most mild or smiled?
Smiled.
That's great.
That's so definitely from everybody supporting me.
That's great. Did you ever think about giving up?
Yeah, I mean, I did, but honestly, right when you post that first giving page, it's like, it's concrete. Like, there is no giving up. It's just pure determination. So I feel like I'd be letting everybody down, and I have so many people supporting me that it completely pushed me through it.
You told
me that
you have a lot of HD. Yeah, you told me you have a lot of HD friends that are kind of keeping you going.
Exactly.
And how can we get others involved in running and fundraising, do you think?
I would go to your local chapter website, and if you have an upcoming run or a race or a cycling event or anything, I would definitely consider signing up for a Team to Cure HD team. And, you know, Facebook, it's so easy to get the word out, you know.
Right.
I would definitely shout out every event you're doing. There's so many supportive people out there.
It doesn't always have to be running or cycling. It could be any other team sport.
I mean, volleyball tournaments. I mean, any bowling, you know. If you think you're going to be able to motivate people, and if you got the drive and the consistency to advertise it, you know, on Facebook and get the support, any event can be HD. But you do have to reach out to your local regional director to set up, like, a fundraising page.
Right. And you're lucky because that's your sister. Right?
It's a little convenient.
We love Natalie. Natalie Carpenter is our regional person here. She's amazing, too. So everyone can do something for HD, right? It doesn't have to be an ultra marathon or, you know, super marathon or whatever.
And even, you know, we have local events in San Diego, like the Hoopathon or the L.A. and Orange County fashion shows or any event out there, you know, volunteer for it. Get the word out. Tell your friends about it.
Right.
You know, or, you know, maybe, you know, you broke your foot 1 year or something. Make sure you send the link to, make sure you send your friends links to your, to your coworkers, you know, spread the word. About helping others as well, get your name out there.
Right. Well, I know I've said this before, but I'm so impressed with your dedication and your drive to do this ultra marathon running. It's I know once you start doing that, it kind of gets in your blood and you want to do it more because you see this response from the community, the fact that you're supporting Huntington's disease research and awareness, and it's very commendable, and we appreciate you doing that so much.
Thank you.
You've recently completed the Avalon 500-mile ultra marathon for the second time.
I did.
So are you going to be doing that one again? Is that a good one?
So that was special for me because that was what got the whole ball rolling.
Okay.
So I finished that for the second time. It was a couple weeks ago, and yep, I'm doing another one next month, so.
Oh, my.
You know, it just keeps going, and it's a good feeling. You meet really great people along the way, and if you can support a great cause, then, you know, it makes the whole world better.
That's great. You've been sponsored recently.
I did.
Tell us about your sponsor.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I am a part of, so Lynn Sox invited me to be a part of the Lynn Ladies High Performance Team. And they specialize in cycling and triathlons.
Okay.
And, so I you know, interviewed with the owner, and he decided to bring me along the team. And I'm actually their only ultra runner on the team. So
wonderful.
I feel so excited about it because they want to start an ultra line. So I'm kind of the guinea pig. They're sending me product, and I'm testing it out, and they're so supportive out there.
Free socks?
Free socks, everybody, free socks. And you can customize. Right. I saw some breast awareness socks on there, so definitely going to start spreading the word about some HD socks.
I need some of those. How did you find this
way?
How did you find the sponsor? How did they find you?
Facebook. One of my girlfriends is actually an amazing triathlete on the team, and she was sending a blog out that they're trying to find a Southern California woman for their team. And you know, I wrote back, and they're like, "You got it, Audrey."
Oh, that's great.
Exactly.
Are you bringing more triathlon, marathon people to the cause by what you're doing? To the cause, HD cause,
because
of what you're doing. Have you?
Yes, definitely, definitely.
Too.
I've had a couple of people who were really worried about running, and, you know, I basically made up plans for them, running plans, and so we've kind of conquered a couple of things all at once.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're doing something that they wouldn't have done in the past, like a marathon, and they're fundraising for HD. So, you know, I'm more than happy if anybody has any questions out there about maybe you're worried about running a half a marathon or how to train for one, I'm more than happy to set up a plan.
So you can contact Audrey and ask questions about how to get involved, how to put together a plan for a run, because there
exactly.
is planning involved, lots of planning, I
yep,
would imagine.
Yep, and cycling, too. I've done lots of cycling.
Right. Oh, you have. Okay. So we didn't have even talked about that. And, you know, talking about planning, you know, how do you plan for something like this? What do you have to do to put a plan together?
Well, just from experience, I kind of know how the body can do. So, you know, how many miles and good nutrition to eat and power food, and it all makes a difference. Like, you don't want to eat a Twinkie before you go on a run.
Why, what would happen if you ate a Twinkie?
Maybe a side ache. I'm not quite sure.
Oh. Okay. No Twinkies, everybody.
Exactly.
Okay, so what is next for you? What do you have coming up next?
So the next one scares me more than anything. And I have to thank Matty Ellison for this one because he completely inspired me.
Oh.
But I'm going to do the San Diego 100 mile. And it's it takes anywhere from 18 to 32 hours. It was my really big fear, but, Matty inspired me and I sent in that check and I'm enrolled and it's too late to back out. So.
Wow. This is in San Diego.
It is.
And
it's going to be, go ahead.
It's an all-nighter?
It's an all-nighter. So it is my first one. It's my first 100-mile consistent race. So
how do you
stay
awake?
You know what? I got to have pacers. So because it's my first one, I have to have runners actually run with me during the night. So anywhere between 9 at night till like 5 in the morning. To keep me going.
So everybody, Audrey needs pacers. All pacers, please contact Audrey. I think you're getting phone calls already.
Oh, my goodness. If anybody's in the San Diego, Orange County area and wants to be a part of the team, we would love to have you on board and make sure I don't run into any trees.
Oh, my goodness.
Love flashlights. It'll be really fun.
So there are no lights on this run? You have to bring
your
own lighting.
In the middle of San Diego Pacific Crest Trail. So single track, but it'll be an adventure. It'll be really fun.
Okay, now are you concerned about animals at all?
No, that's the last thing.
Okay. There's gonna be enough people out there to scare animals away.
I think so.
So how can we help you with your efforts? What do you have a first giving page?
I got a first giving page. If anybody wants to be a part to help me run and to, you know, maybe start up your first giving page, I'd be more than happy to set out a running plan, get you started. I can get you in contact with one of, you know, your regional directors. If you know any, you know, press release companies or sponsors, anybody that wants to, you know, make this goal happen.
Right.
Send it to your friends, your family members, email, you know, on Facebook. Just get the word out. That's the best way to help.
Have you also put out press releases to your local community, like the newspapers, radio stations, TV stations?
We're actually working on one in San Diego, which should come out. And I'm going to see if maybe something can happen with Lynn sucks. So definitely need some help in press release, but I think we got one lined up.
Okay, so what is your first giving page? Can you tell us what that is?
So the first giving page is going to be dedicated to the San Diego 100-mile race. I've got a goal of about 5,000. Do you want the link?
Sure, if you have it handy.
Okay, let's see here. I actually just emailed it to you.
That's okay. What I can do is send out my blast on the Facebook pages and my blog and the radio blog spot, the radio blog show, and I can put that link out. So if people can help Audrey in any way, $5, $10 or more, you know, just to get her her goal is 5,000. No?
Yes.
About 500 people, if you give $10, that'd be great. any amount is wonderful. And we're getting ready to go off the show, so I'd like to say, Audrey, thank you. You're an awesome guest, and we had an awesome show. You can email me at helpforhd@yahoo.com and Audrey at audrey7watt@yahoo.com. And don't forget to click follow on this site, the radio blog site, for email reminders of upcoming shows. And we have some very inspiring shows coming in the month of February all about new HD films, Huntington's disease films. So we welcome your comments and requests for additional information. So good night, everyone, and thanks to Help for HD. And Audrey, we love you. and we're going to be watching you run because we can't run, but we'll be following your blogs for sure, and really appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, so the show's off, but we can still talk because I still have some questions if you have a minute. But that was fun.
That was really a fun time.
Yeah. We need to figure out how to get your links out there so that people
can
connect. Okay, because
I got the First Giving page up, but it was really long.
I know.
Like firstgiving.com/fundraiser/Audrey/Watts. So it's pretty long. Do you want me to do you want me to email it to you?
Yes.
And then because I really blast it out on Facebook. Like all the time.
Yeah.
But if you want to post it on your page.
Well, the thing about Facebook, it's amazing because, you know, you can post to everyone's individual page, and it'll go out to all of their people. Do you know what I mean? So if you've got 500 friends, and your friends have 500 friends, you know what I mean? It can go out to, you know, thousands of people. And if you have a quick link, I think that might be helpful. Do you know? So that people don't have to type in the long da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
That can be, you know, that can be error messages, too, from people trying to type in that link. So my suggestion would be to try to provide an instant link to people. So all they have to do is click that link, and it's gone. You know, they can go right to it.
Okay, that's a really good idea.
And then also on your blog, you know, you can do a widget for the radio show, which will put a...
So how do you put the widget on? How do you do that?
Well, you know, we can once we go off the recording, I can go over all that with you. It's easy. You just go to the radio Blog Talk Radio site. There's a little let me see where it says it. It says add this player to your website. It's right below the Blog Talk Radio box. And it provides, I think, three different styles of widgets that you can incorporate into your blog or website or whatever. And you can stream live. You can stream recorded shows and live, too. So it's really neat how that all works out. And that might be a fun thing to put into your blog to kind of help promote
your
website. Pardon?
Add your player to this website. That's what it is, right?
Yeah, that's what you could do is add the player, and that way your show can be right on your blog.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Whoa,
so we're really excited for you, and I wish I could be running there with you, but I can't.
Are you sure?
Someday,
it's going to be an adventure.
Someday. We'll see. Things are kind of difficult right now here, but anyway, we're very excited to have you on the show, and we'll be following you, watching your running, and following your blog, and stay tuned on Facebook, everyone, because Audrey's going to just run all over the world.
You got it.
Okay, kiddo. We'll end the show, and we'll talk to you soon. Good luck, and be safe.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
we
love you. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.